Welcome to Palestine Today, a service of the International Middle East Media Center, www.imemc.org, for Wednesday, November 13, 2013. Israeli soldiers and settlers attacks targeting Palestinian communities in Gaza and the West Bank leave 4 civilians injured. These stories and more coming up. Stay tuned. A Palestinian teenager was injured on Wednesday evening during clashes with Israeli soldiers in the southern West Bank city of Bethlehem. Local sources said that the clashes erupted near the wall gate Israel built to separate Bethlehem from Jerusalem. In Jerusalem on Wednesday, a Palestinian man identified as Kamel Basila, 48, was seriously injured after two Israeli extremists dropped a stone on him as he was heading to work. The wounded man was moved to surgery, suffering fractures in his spine and ruptured artery. Daoud Basila, one of his relatives who also witnessed the attack, said that Basila will also be going through heart surgery due to his injuries. He called the police, who managed to apprehend one of the assailants while the second extremist fled the scene. Kamal Basila is a married father of 4 children. He is from Al-Isawiyya town in occupied East Jerusalem. Earlier today, 2 Palestinian workers were injured after being shot by Israeli soldiers near the Israeli borders with Gaza. Local sources said that one of the men was injured near the central Gaza Strip and the other one was shot in southern Gaza Strip. Moreover, a number of armored Israeli military vehicles and bulldozers carried out a limited invasion into Palestinian lands near Khuza'a town east of Khan Yunis in the southern part of the Gaza Strip. The bulldozers then uprooted Palestinian farmlands while a number of soldiers fired dozens of rounds of live ammunition. In other news, a number of extremist Israeli settlers invaded Palestinian lands close to the Samaria Highway settler road near the Burkin village west of the central West Bank district of Salfit and dumped toxins. Local sources said that the toxins are mainly whitish and slimy with heavy toxic smell, were dumped only 150 meters away from Palestinian homes, and that the residents contacted the Palestinian police, who in turn called experts to examine the dumped materials. Elsewhere, a Palestinian teenager stabbed on Wednesday morning an Israeli soldier and killed him at a bus station in the northern Israeli city of Al-Afula. Later, troops arrested the attacker, who comes from the village of Beir al-Basha near Jenin city in northern West Bank. Troops later invaded the village and kidnapped the father and the brother of the teenager. And that's all for today from the IMEMC News. This was the Wednesday, November 13, 2013, news roundup from the occupied Palestinian territories. For more news and updates, please visit our website at www.imemc.org. Today's report has been brought to you by George Shmawi, Amni, Ghassan, Bannoura.